Chapter 41. And he brought me to the sanctuary, and measured the jambs, 10 feet 4 inches broad on the one side, and 10 feet 4 inches broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the jambs. The breadth of the entrance was 17 feet 3 inches, and the sides of the entrance were 8 feet 7 inches on the one side, and 8 feet 7 inches on the other side. And he measured its length, 68 feet 11 inches, and the breadth, 34 feet 5 inches. Then he went into the inner room, and measured each jamb of the entrance, 3 feet 5 inches, and the entrance, 10 feet 4 inches, and the breadth of the entrance 12 feet 1 inch. He measured its length, 34 feet 5 inches, and the breadth, 34 feet 5 inches, before the sanctuary. And he said to me, "This is the most holy place." Then he measured the wall of the house, 10 feet 4 inches, and the breadth of every side room, 6 feet 11 inches, all around the house on every side. The side rooms were in 3 stories, one over another, 30 in each story. And there were offsets all around the wall to serve as supports for the side rooms, so that the supports were not supported by the wall of the house. And the side rooms were broader as they encompassed the house at each successive story, for the structure encompassing the house went upward all around the house. Therefore the breadth of the house increased as it went up, and so one went up from the lowest story to the highest by the way of the middle room. I saw also that the house had a raised platform all around. The foundations of the side rooms were a full measuring stick of 10 feet 4 inches. The thickness of the wall, which was for the side rooms, on the outside, was 8 feet 7 inches, and that which was left was the place of the side rooms that belonged to the house. Between the rooms was a breadth of 34 feet 5 inches around the house on every side. The doors of the side rooms were toward the place that was left, one door toward the north, and another door toward the south, and the breadth of the place that was left was 8 feet 7 inches all around. The building that was before the separate place at the side toward the west was 120 feet 7 inches broad, and the wall of the building was 8 feet 7 inches thick all around, and its length 155 feet. So he measured the house, 172 feet 3 inches long, and the separate place, and the building, with its walls, 172 feet 3 inches long, also the breadth of the face of the house, and of the separate place toward the east, 172 feet 3 inches. He measured the length of the building before the separate place which was at its back, and its galleries on the one side and on the other side, 172 feet 3 inches, and the inner temple, and the porches of the court, the thresholds, and the closed windows, and the galleries around on their 3 stories, over against the threshold, with wood ceilings all around, and from the ground up to the windows, now the windows were covered, to the space above the door, even to the inner house, and outside, and by all the wall all around inside and outside, by measure. It was made with cherubim and palm trees, and a palm tree was between cherub and cherub, and every cherub had 2 faces, so that there was the face of a man toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. Thus was it made through all the house all around, from the ground to above the door were cherubim and palm trees made. Thus was the wall of the temple. As for the temple, the doorposts were squared, and as for the face of the sanctuary, the appearance of it was as the appearance of the temple. The altar was of wood, 5 feet 2 inches high, and 3 feet 5 inches long, and 3 feet 5 inches wide, and its corners, and its bays, and its walls were of wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before the Lord." The temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors. The doors had 2 leaves apiece, 2 turning leaves, 2 leaves for the one door, and 2 leaves for the other. They were made on them, on the doors of the temple, cherubim and palm trees, like as were made on the walls, and there was a threshold of wood on the face of the porch outside. There were closed windows and palm trees on the one side and on the other side, on the sides of the porch. Thus were the side rooms of the house, and the thresholds,